Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayishlach. Vayivater Yaakov levado, Jacob was alone. If we ask the question, why was Jacob alone? Vayivater Yaakov levado, Yaakov remained alone. Vayaveki shimor alod hashachar, and a man came to wrestle with him until the break of dawn. Why was Yaakov alone? Yaakov was with his entire family. He had 11 children. He had 4 wives. He had all kinds of servants and donkeys. What's going on? Why is he by himself? Rashi has his theory relating to his ethical standards. That he worked so hard for what he earned. He was concerned about a few cheap vessels that he left behind because every penny he earned was something that he had earned with his sweat and brow, with proper ethical practices. But let's take another look at why he might have been alone. Being alone would evoke an image for him of the original journey going the other way. Yaakov had escaped from his brother, and it was during that escape, when he was all by himself, that he had that amazing vision where the angels were going up and down, and they said, "Ushmarticha b'chol asher t'elech." They said they would guard him in all his ways. If Yaakov is concerned about his confrontation with Esav, he would be very much reassured if those angels could appear to him again. And therefore, Vayivater Yaakov levado, he was by himself. He was hoping to find in that moment of hitzbodedut, of being alone, of that lone meditation, he was hoping that in that moment he would see the image of God again and God would protect him. The Malbim, great commentator from mid-1800s, he says that there's a great danger when a person is mitbodeda, when a person tries to meditate by themselves, tries to sit by themselves and commune with God, there's a great danger there. The danger is, perhaps instead of meditating about God, we turn to our more physical needs and we become distracted. And that's Vayivater Yaakov levado. Yaakov was by himself. He was trying to have spiritual thoughts. But Vayavek ish imo, his very ishiut, his earthliness, began to fight with him. And the angel grabbed him at his thigh. The angel reminded him of his humanity. And Malbim says, he pashet lagamri, he was totally in another world. He was totally in the other world. But still there was something that was still grounding him to this earth. And that was his struggle with his physicality, his struggle with his own physical self. The notion of hitbodedut, the notion of seclusion and meditation in Judaism, is found in a number of different commentaries. It's particularly prominent in the writings of the Shalah, the great mystic Rabbi Hurwitz, who thought that it was important to find a special place, a place in a shul, a place in your house, a place in the Beis Medrash, a place in your place of study, where you could have just an area where it's just for yourself, maybe late at night. The most famous person nowadays for the idea of hitbodedut is Rav Nachman of Breslov. He says through hitbodedut, he says, you separate yourself to be with your maker and until you merit to annul your physicalness. He tries to get away from the physicalness to be in a spiritual place. The Matityah Hitzari, an obscure, recently discovered commentary, he says, acquiring wisdom depends on distancing oneself from physical matters, and it requires hitbodedut, seclusion, and histapkut, being satisfied with the few things. He says that some prophets had to separate themselves from everyone else in order to receive prophecy. Others were able, even without the seclusion, higher prophet was able, even without seclusion, to be able to find peace with God. The question of whether we should be mitbodeh, be by ourselves or be together, is expressed very well in the idea of a minyan. What do we do during communal prayer? On the one hand, we're with 10 other Jews. And on one hand, we seek community. Like last week, v'nesfu shama kol adarim. It takes the power of the community. All the different shepherds to lift the rock, to lift the obstacles between us and the wellsprings of God and Torah. On the other hand, we close our eyes. On the other hand, we pray silently. On the other hand, we have our private devotion where we can pray to God and speak to Him about our personal needs and directly to God about ourselves, and to meditate on what our relationship with God is, the greatness of God, the lowliness of man. So this is a great challenge. But when a person is within the community, he doesn't separate himself to the extent that perhaps he can go off in directions that are negative. But on the other hand, he finds time to focus on God, to focus on his relationship with God, and to consider our spiritual side and get away from our greatest physical challenges. This is he's able to do it. Vayivater Yaakov levado. Now Yaakov was hoping that when he'd be by himself, he would have this wonderful vision of angels going up and angels going down. But instead, he was confronted. Instead, he was confronted with the angels that sometimes spirituality doesn't come from resting, lying on the ground, and angels going up and down, the pleasant experience of Vayetze, last week's parsha. Sometimes spirituality comes through a struggle. The struggle with God, with the angels, with his own physicality, with his own spirituality. And through that struggle, he would be victorious. Indeed, this time it would be difficult. This time, just as in wrestling, you have to embrace the person you're fighting with. So too here, he's going to have to get very close to this Esav. He's going to have to actually hug him and embrace him and escape his clutches. And through this struggle, he will be able to prevail. He's going to have that challenge. Esav is going to propose that they merge together, the two, the overly physical Esav and the spiritual Yaakov. Yaakov is going to have to disconnect himself from this twin, from this other side of himself. And with this, he'll be able to achieve the greatest spirituality. Vayivater Yaakov levado. Yaakov tried to experience spirituality without community, without the 12 tribes. We saw last week that the 12 tribes surrounded his head. It's through the 12 tribes, it's through those tribes, through the community, that we stay on track. As much as it's important to find that spiritual meditation, that spiritual connection with God, and where I am alone with God, it's also important to remain within the community, within those confines, within the community, the spiritual community of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, and all his family, his tribes, his wives. That's where he would find his greatest spirituality. At the end of last week's parsha, we saw Vayikra l'makom lahu machanayim. He had angels escorting him back and forth, not when he was by himself. When Yaakov was with his entire family in his camp, that's where the greatest spirituality lies, in the minyan, in the tzibur, with the congregation. And hopefully, through this balance, praying during our silent Shemot Esrei, praying alone, but praying in community, hopefully we can find the balance between communing with God and also staying the course and being able to overcome the various challenges that present themselves. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Olmeth congregation here for our discussion this week of Parshat Vayishlach. Please feel free to see our archives of previous discussions as well. Thank you to Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. And thanks again for joining us. Thank you.